Hello and welcome to the ProfitWorks Sales and Marketing ROI podcast. You are listening to episode number 5, Marketing ROI by Marketing Method. In this episode of the podcast, you're going to get 3 things. The first thing is we're going to share data on what have been the return on investment for the various marketing methods used by us and our clients over the last 4 years. Second, from that data, we're going to take and provide basically what are the best 5 marketing methods for companies that sell to other businesses. And then third, we're also going to provide what are the worst marketing methods. Now again, keep in mind the data we're using to make these conclusions is from our clients, and all of our clients sell their products and services to other businesses. So the conclusions from this data are only relevant to those types of businesses. So the data is only really relevant to B2B businesses. And again, for those not familiar with the term B2B, all that means is it's a business that sells its products and services to other companies. That's what the term B2B means. Now, before we get started, I also need to make a clarification for my marketing professors over at Laurier to make them proud. Basically, I need to clarify that really the title for this article is not really proper, because really the title should be Promotional ROI by Promotional Method. This is because marketing also includes pricing, distribution, and product. So I've used the term marketing in the title because this is what most people would call it, but this is actually not true. Well, it's not that it's not true. All of the methods, promotional methods that are mentioned in this podcast are in fact marketing, but it's a little bit misleading because really all of the items we're talking about are promotion, so that you're not going to see any marketing pricing tactics, marketing distribution tactics, or marketing product tactics. Anyways, I'm sure you're probably ready to jump into the data, so we'll just get started right away. So what I'm going to do is kind of read through all of the different marketing methods and what the return on investment is. And how we're going to look at return on investment is the amount of dollars of profit generated per promotional method per $1 spent on that promotional method. So again, it's dollars of profit generated per dollar spent. I should also note that what the data includes is the profit generated over 3 years. So if, for example, the marketing method we're talking about is, let's say, website optimization, if in year 1, the website optimization got 1 customer and that customer generated $10 in revenue each year for the 3 years, and it cost, let's say, $5 in year 1, the ROI on that initiative would be 10 times 3 is $30 in revenue less the $5 cost, so $25 in profit. Now, if that marketing method only costed $1, then that would mean that the return in profit per dollar spent would be $25 per dollar spent. So that gives you a framework of exactly what this data is. So let's get started. So at the top of the list, we have cross-selling, which comes in at $2,113 per dollar spent. Then we have customer referral marketing or promotional methods, which come in at $1,801. Then we have direct mail, which comes in at $940 per dollar spent. Then we have website optimization, which comes in at $869 in profit per dollar spent. Then we have door-to-door tactics, which comes in at $714 per dollar spent. Then we have network meetings for referrals, which comes in at $657 per dollar spent. Then we have telephone marketing, which comes in at $452 in profit per dollar spent. We have email marketing coming in at $148 per dollar spent. We have networking events coming in at $103 per dollar spent. LinkedIn networking coming in at $100 in profit per dollar spent. Basically email marketing to customers coming in at $84 in profit per dollar spent. I should note that the email marketing mentioned earlier was email marketing to prospects, and this one was to customers. Next on the list, we have employee referrals coming in at $33 in profit per dollar spent. Then we have placing an ad at another business. That comes in at $15 per dollar spent. Taking time to generate Google reviews, coming in at $9 per dollar spent. Trade shows coming in at $1.08 per dollar spent. Sorry, that's incorrect. Trade shows are coming in at negative $1.08 per dollar spent. Next, we have distributing gift certificates for your services or products. That comes in at negative $1 per dollar spent. Next, we have Bing ads causing, being a negative or causing a loss at $2 per dollar spent. SMS text marketing coming in at a loss of $3 per dollar spent. Facebook ads coming in at a loss of $3 per dollar spent. Newspaper ads coming in at a loss of $3 per dollar spent. And Google AdWords coming in at a loss of $7 per dollar spent. A couple items to note is that cross-selling, if you're not familiar with what that is, basically that would be selling to your existing customers an additional product or service that they currently don't buy. That it's pretty obvious why that is at the top, because it doesn't really take a lot of time or money to do that. And because you're already dealing with a customer that already trusts you and buys from you, you're going to have a much higher conversion rate. So that is makes sense why that's at the top of the list. I should also note that the direct mail results is mostly from one client. They have had really good results, and we haven't seen similar results across our other clients. And what we've learned is that for direct mail to be effective, you have to make sure that that direct mail piece is for sure getting through to the decision maker, which is sometimes a challenge when you're mailing a business, unless it's going to the receptionist, or you have the specific address and name of the person that it needs to go to. I would also note kind of what employee referrals are, is where you ask your employees if they know of anyone that could benefit from your products or services. This tactic we really only started using or tracking about a year ago, so it may actually come in higher. And I think that this would probably be a very good method, but as we get more data in a couple years, that should make more clear in terms of where it sits in the hierarchy. And then finally, we should also explain probably what we are meaning by Google reviews. So this is efforts and the cost of those efforts to get people to leave positive Google reviews on your Google Places page, which will then show reviews for your business in search results. Again, this has not been done for the full 4 years of data, so it may come in slightly higher than where it's currently ranking. Based on the information that we have today, though, what it's showing is that the best methods are definitely cross-selling, customer referrals, direct mail, website optimization, and door-to-door tactics. I should also probably explain what customer referrals are. So those are basically your customers giving you a referral of somebody else that might be interested in your service, and anything you are doing To help support that or increase the amount of referrals that you're getting from customers. So this could be things like doing things for your customer to make them happy, and also different initiatives to create opportunities where you can ask them for a referral. Now, looking at what are the worst methods that have the worst return on investment, the top five would be Bing ads, Facebook ads, Google ads, SMS marketing, and newspaper ads. I think SMS marketing is not effective because of the subset of companies that we're taking a look at. Again, this data is for B2B companies or companies that sell to other businesses. I'm going to guess, I'm not for sure, but I'm going to guess that if we took a look at this data for companies that sold to consumers, SMS marketing would probably have a better return on investment. In the blog post for this podcast, I've also included details on the cost per impression for each of these different promotional methods. This information is interesting, but really at the end of the day, all we should care about or worry about is ROI, so I'm not going to discuss this in the podcast. If you do want to view this information, you can go to our blog at www.profitworks.ca/blog and then click on the Sales and Marketing Insights button in the top right-hand corner of our website and scroll down on that submenu to where it says Select Blog Article Search, or sorry, it says blog article search, and you just click that part in the drop-down menu, and then you can search for the title Marketing ROI by Marketing Method, and it should bring up the blog post with the cost per impression data. For those that aren't familiar with what a cost per impression is, basically an impression is anytime someone sees a particular marketing initiative. So for example, a newspaper ad would be the number of people that see a newspaper ad. That would be the number of impressions. And for a trade show, an impression would be the number of people that come to your booth. So the cost per impression would be taking the total, taking the total cost and dividing it by the number of impressions. So in summary, if you're a company that sells to other businesses, so you're a B2B company, based on this data, it makes sense for you to focus your efforts on the following five things: cross-selling, customer referrals, direct mail, website optimization, and door-to-door tactics. And if you do this, you will get a greater return on investment for your investment in your promotional methods. On the flip side, the tactics you want to avoid or the promotional approaches that you want to avoid are using Bing ads, using Facebook ads, using Google ads, SMS marketing, and newspaper ads. You want to avoid these like the plague because they deliver a negative return on investment. This podcast is a presentation of ProfitWorks Small Business Services, Inc. ProfitWorks provides website SEO and website conversion optimization that increases the number of sales leads generated from a website. We focus specifically on tracking and reporting back to our clients the return on investment from these initiatives. And we provide these services for small businesses that sell products and services to other companies. Thanks again for listening to our podcast, and be sure to subscribe to this podcast. For more sales and marketing ROI insights, you can always check out our blog at www.profitworks.ca/blog. Thanks again for listening.